Well, I was passing by a pawn shop over in the older part of town when something caught my eye, and I stopped and I turned around, and I went inside, and there I spied in the middle of it all this beat up old guitar hanging on the wall. What do you want for that piece of junk? I asked the old man, and he just smiled and he took it down and he put it in my hand and he said, "You tell me what it's worth, son. You're the one that wants it." I said, "Tune it up, play a song, let's just see what haunts it." So I hit a couple of chords in my old country way of strumming, and then my fingers turned to lightning. I never heard it coming. It was like I always knew it, but I don't know where I learned it. It was a dream come true, so I just reared back and burned it. Lost all track of time. There was nothing I couldn't pick. Up and down the neck, I never missed a lick. It was like that guitar played itself, and there was nothing I could do. It was getting hard to tell just who was playing who, and when I finally put it down, I was almost out of breath. My hands were shaking, and my shirt was soaking wet, and the old man jumped up and grinned, and he said, "Where in the hell you been?" He said, "I've been waiting all these years for you to stumble in." And he grabbed a dusty old case and he said, "Go on, pack it up." He said, "You don't owe me nothing." But when he said good luck, there was something spooky in his voice and a strange look on his face. And when I closed the lid, I saw my name was on the case.